Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laura Wood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laura Wood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and Nothing Bun cakes for only $20. Nothing Bun has two locations, in Memphis and now open in Olive Branch. Choose from 10 luscious bun flavors and 40 unique cake designs. Nothing Bun cakes are made fresh daily using real eggs, real butter, and real cream cheese, and are available in numerous sizes. There are only a limited number of Nothing Bun cake deals, so get yours before they're gone at GetMyPerks.com.
If you woke up one morning and found that your roof was leaking, who would you call? An optometrist?
Okay, now, which way does the leak look clearer? Here or here?
It's still leaking.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
Current events have impacted all of us in different ways, including people who are trying to sell a home in these uncertain times. But it can still be done. Probably can't hold an open house like you used to, but it can still be done, and you can do it with Josh Hysall because he's got the technology that allows tours of your home with a virtual experience. It's nearly like the real thing. It will allow potential buyers to tour your home without ever having to leave their home. So if you are trying to sell a home right now, get in touch with Josh Hysall, 461-8147. He's still got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He's able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He's someone who knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he'll go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to, Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever
ever work shoes are sold.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Quarantine times. Tiger King has gotten the country through the past week.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody's either finished it or in the process of finishing it or is planning to watch it.
Yeah. Dude, Netflix has cornered the market on this kind of stuff, if you think about it. Over any other streaming networks, like, they have cornered the market on the phenomenon documentary or the phenomenon series.
Even like
that makes sense.
Well, they had the one movie a few years ago with Sandra Bullock.
Bird Box.
Like, that became a big thing.
Yes.
And it was like, I guess I'll watch it because everybody else is watching it.
Well,
more people have Netflix subscriptions than have, like, cable subscriptions now.
Yeah.
So sometimes you'll hear, like, this movie's just on Netflix. Like, just on Netflix is how to get the biggest audience.
A big deal.
That's
yes.
how you can get the biggest audience now. It's why Dave Chappelle does Netflix specials, not HBO specials. Netflix is, if you're on Netflix, it's hard not to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tiger King has been the rage over the past week. I finally finished it last night. And I will say, listen, it's terrific. If you are thinking about watching it and you haven't watched it yet, you'll enjoy it. You will not get bored. It is a wild, wild story with some incredible characters. Like, if you told me after it was over that all of those people were actors, not real people, I could believe that.
Yes.
If you told me they were acting these parts as opposed to those are just real people talking, they're that convincing at being themselves and so outrageous that it's just it's really, really well put together. So if you haven't seen it yet and you're worried about it being spoiled for you, just turn off for the next 4 minutes or so and come back because I got a Dateline preview with Dinner to Go. But I will say, most of what I had read had said it just gets better and better and every episode is wilder than the one before it. And after finishing all 7 episodes, I didn't think that was actually true. I thought episode 1 was wild, and then episode 2 was wilder than 1. And then episode 3 that focused on Carol and her missing husband, I thought that was wild. And then in, I believe, episode 5, somebody dies. And I thought, whoa, that's outrageous. And then after that, by the time we get to the trial, the arrest and the trial, I thought it just sort of settled in and it went exactly the way you would think it was going to go under those circumstances. So I was less on the edge of my seat for the final 2 episodes. And again, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. So if you don't want to hear how it ends, just turn down for a minute. Don't change the station. Just turn it down for a minute. I think Joe Exotic got set up.
For sure he got set up. Do you feel sorry for him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
I do too.
I do think that he would have gone to jail. First off, I think he did some bad things.
I do too.
I think he should have gone to jail for selling cats illegally and euthanizing cats illegally. Like, those charges were always going to stick. There's really no dispute that he did those things. But the big headline-grabbing charge is he hired somebody to kill this woman in Florida. And I don't think he actually did that.
Mm.
Because, listen, the guy's outrageous. But he had spent years publicly talking about, I want to kill this woman.
Making videos of him shooting dolls of her.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, and I understand he was losing his mind. He had a drug problem. I got all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not saying it's impossible to think you'd go from that and then think you could get, like, if you hire somebody to kill her, you are suspect number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's no getting around it. You have been talking about killing this woman for a decade. So are you really wild enough to hire somebody to kill somebody when you've been the one talking for years about killing this person? Like, they're coming to you first. And if you've got all this criminal behavior in your background, even if they don't get you on that, they're going to get you on the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like it's just insane. Now, it's also insane to run for governor and president when you're Joe Exotic. I got it. I don't think he actually hired somebody to kill her. I think he actually talked a lot about wanting to kill her.
I do too.
But did he actually ever do the thing? like, here is this money. This money is to go kill her. Let me know when you get it done. I don't think he did that.
I don't either. I think Jeff Lowe should be in prison. That guy.
And by the way, I think he will. He will eventually be in prison.
Yeah.
One day you'll click on TMZ and it'll be Jeff Lowe from Tiger King was arrested and charged with ABC. That guy is. There is no scenario where that guy is not back in prison.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like that. It's like something you've seen on like The Sopranos a million times, where Joe Exotic, his business is kind of struggling, and then this guy swoops in and says he has all this money to save his business, but he knows like. I'm taking this whole thing. It's going to be mine in a couple years. It's exactly how it went.
That guy, the way he runs his life, you can't stay out of jail if you're that guy.
No.
Yeah, there's no way to stay out of jail if you're that guy. He'll be back in jail. How about when he got his girlfriend pregnant, and then they were hiring a nanny, and he got to pick her out the nanny?
Dude.
what are you doing?
I don't understand, like, the appeal there. That's weird, because his money's all fake. Like, it's not like he's, like, this really rich dude. It's all, like, stolen or not existent.
Yeah, like, but like if you know, some people have figured out a way to live the lifestyle even if the money doesn't actually exist, and it always catches up with you. Like, always will catch up with you.
Yeah.
But like, you know, she's enamored by that, and next thing you know, she's pregnant, and next thing you know, he's trying to hire a younger nanny.
Okay, the important question, because this is the question that everyone's asking.
Mm-hmm.
Did Carol kill her husband and feed him to the tigers?
She killed him. I don't know what she did with him, but she killed that dude.
Do you think she fed him to the tigers?
I can certainly see that. Like, if you're trying to get rid of a body and you got tigers on your property, that seems like a good way to do it.
Because typically in these scenarios, like, a body's always found, right? Eventually, at some point. It's never been found.
Right.
And so the only other possible explanation, which is the one she kind of went with, is that his plane crashed when he was flying to Costa Rica.
Yeah, I don't buy that one.
I don't buy that either. They would have recovered that plane.
Yeah, you'll find that plane.
Yeah.
No, she killed him. She killed that dude.
For sure. You know why I know that? Because when it shows the old footage of her after it happened, there's no emotion.
Right.
Like, it's like there's no, your husband is gone. He's probably dead. There's no tears. And there's no distress.
She had to rewrite, whether it was the will or some other document, but the way that it was rewritten, they said it was suspicious because
she used the word disappear.
Yeah.
And they said they'd never seen that.
They'd never seen that. The way she had it rewritten, it said in the if Don Lewis ever disappears. It wasn't if Don Lewis ever dies. And the reason they suspected she used the word disappeared is because sometimes they won't rule somebody dead unless they actually find a body. So if she knows they're not going to find a body because she's already disposed of the body, the body doesn't exist anymore, well, then if they never find a body, are they ever going to make him legally dead? And if not, am I ever going to be able to collect this money? So, like, I need to have it worded in the case of his disappearance. And they said that's highly unusual. They'd never seen a document written that way. It reminded me a little bit, if you watch any of the O.J. documentary or just know the story at all, O.J. Simpson was in Chicago when they discovered the bodies of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. And the LAPD person who called O.J. in Chicago to tell him that Nicole was dead, said that they told him that your ex-wife has died, and he never asked how. He never asked how, which is the most normal question anybody would ask if you just got that news. If somebody called me right now and said, hey, so-and-so died, my first question would be, how?
Yes.
What happened? And they said the fact that O.J. never asked how she died was very weird. They were like, it's literally the first question anybody asks. If you say somebody died unexpectedly, the first question anybody will ask is how, what happened? And O.J. never asked how, what happened. And they were like, that was a, they had other reasons to believe he was involved.
Sure.
But like that was a pretty good sign that, you know, that he wasn't acting normally, because the normal thing to do is to ask how, what happened. He never did that, and that was out of character for somebody innocent in his shoes. Same thing here. To write that document and have it worded the way she had to word it, they just said was highly suspicious. So, yes, I think Joe Exotic never actually hired somebody to kill Carol, but I do think Carol killed her husband, and perhaps those tigers ate her husband. And the whole show was wild, so if you haven't watched it, dive in this weekend. It's Tiger King on Netflix. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Well, hey, Memphis. This is Bryce Bailey, owner of Stack's Pancake Kitchen. If you're taking extra precautions for hygiene and safety, we're here to help. We have dedicated parking spaces at both locations for curbside pickup and a tamper-proof steel to-go box for all the classics on our menu that you know and love. Also, we have a brand new menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner family platters. To place an order, just give us a call at 901-509-2367 in East Memphis or 901-800-1951 in Germantown or visit stackspancakes.com. Thanks and God bless during these difficult times.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal, like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring, and if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands, and if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got two locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, CooperSystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle of the road, and if you like the rest of it, you spend a lot of time on computers these days, what else you doing? Get to Cooper Systems. Give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. 7-9. They got whatever you need. If you're a gamer, they got gaming computers. But if you just somebody who messes around on YouTube, Facebook, surfs the web, emails, they can help you with that as well. And it'll be much cheaper. So less expensive. And that's what you get at Cooper Systems, a computer that is better suited for you, so it'll be better priced for you. Why would you go pay for the same type of computer somebody who is making music videos uses when you're not trying to make music videos? It's a waste of money. You're not going to use that technology. So don't pay for it. At Cooper Systems, you can get a computer that's better suited for you. If it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that the mayor had to shut down all the skateboard parks and dog parks and basketball courts and baseball fields because people wouldn't stop doing the opposite of social distancing, and that makes our city a more dangerous place. For now, the actual parks are going to remain open. That's only if you knuckleheads can keep it straight. So if you're going to go to Tom Lee Park tonight or tomorrow or Sunday or anytime, stay away from each other. And if there's not enough room for you to stay away from each other, just go do something else. Because if you start overcrowding the park again like you did yesterday, they're going to have to shut it again. And you'll disappoint the mayor. You don't want to disappoint the mayor. He's doing the best he can do. He's asking you as nicely as possible to not overrun Tom Lee Park. So don't do it.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We ain't got no game.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 2-hour edition. It starts at 8. You ready?
Yep.
Brittany Stork was just 8 months old when her mother, Dana Rosendale, was killed. She died on the side of the road in 1982. No arrest was made. But the man who was last seen with her, he told police she simply fell out of his car. The door was faulty, he said. He was driving, it opened, and she fell out, hit her head, and that was that. For decades and decades and decades. But then Brittany, she went from a baby to a woman. She had no memory of her mother. But she never bought the official story. So she had her mother's remains exhumed in 2013. Those remains were re-examined. And what officials found was troubling. It led to an arrest. But would it lead to a conviction and to justice for Dana Rosendale? That's tonight on Dateline.
You know, all due respect, obviously all due respect to Dana and everything that happened, sure, in this situation, but it does seem like kind of a little more of a simple case.
Second tier case.
Than we're used to. I don't think we're getting Keith.
This is a second tier Dateline case. I mean, listen, I'm sure it's tragic for that family, everybody involved. Seems pretty simple, straightforward.
Yeah.
You were right. This is one for Dennis Murphy. Dennis Murphy's going to report tonight. This is a Dennis Murphy. This is a Dennis Murphy situation.
That's fine.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.